October 5th. Sitting down to type these reports is difficult, and I can't think with the tape recorder going. I keep putting it off for most of the day, but I know how important it is, and I've got to do it. I've told myself I won't have dinner until I sit down and write something, anything. Professor Niemer sent for me again this morning. He wanted me at the lab for some tests, the kind I used to do. At first I figured it was only right because they're still paying me, and it's important to have the record complete. But when I got down to Beekman and went through it all with Bert, I knew it'd be too much for me. First, it was the paper and pencil maze. I remembered how it was before, when I learned to do it quickly, and when I raced against Algernon. I could tell it was taking me a lot longer to solve the maze now. Bert had his hand out to take the paper, but I tore it up instead and threw the pieces into the wastebasket. No more. I'm through running the maze. I'm in a blind alley now, and that's all there is to it. He was afraid I'd run out, so he calmed me down.
That's all right, Charlie. Just take it easy.
What do you mean, take it easy? You don't know what it's like.
No. But I can imagine. We all feel pretty sick about it.
Keep your sympathy. Just leave me alone. He was embarrassed, and then I realized it wasn't his fault, and I was being lousy toward him.
Sorry I blew up, I said.
How's everything going? Got your thesis finished yet?
He nodded. Having it retyped now. I'll get my PhD in February.
Good boy. I slapped him on the shoulder to show him I wasn't angry with him.
Keep plugging.
Nothing like an education. Look, forget what I said before. I'll do anything you want. Just no more mazes, that's all.
Well, Niemer wants a Rorschach check.
To see what's happening down deep, what does he expect to find?
I must have looked upset because he started to back off. We don't have to. You're here voluntarily. If you don't want to...
That's all right, go ahead. Deal out the cards, but don't tell me what you find out.
He didn't have to. I knew enough about the Rorschach to know that it wasn't what you saw in the cards that counted, but how you reacted to them. As holes or parts, with movement or just motionless figures, with special attention to the color spots or ignoring them, with lots of ideas or just a few stereotyped responses.
It's not valid, I said. I know what you're looking for. I know the kind of responses I'm supposed to have to create a certain picture of what my mind is like. All I've got to do is...
He looked up at me, waiting.
All I've got to do is...
But then it hit me, like a fist against the side of my head, that I didn't remember what I had to do.
It was as if I had been looking at the whole thing clearly on the blackboard of my mind, but when I turned to read it, part of it had been erased and the rest didn't make sense. At first I refused to believe it. I went through the cards in a panic, so fast that I was choking on my words. I wanted to tear the ink blots apart to make them reveal themselves. Somewhere in those ink blots, there were answers I had known just a little while ago. Not really in the ink blots, but in the part of my mind that would give form and meaning to them and project my imprint on them. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't remember what I had to say. All missing. That's a woman, I said, on her knees, washing the floors. I mean, no. It's a man holding a knife.
And even as I said it, I knew what I was saying, and I switched away and started off in another direction.
Two figures tugging at something, like a doll, and each one is pulling so it looks as if they're going to tear it apart and... No, I mean, it's two faces staring at each other through the window, and... I swept the cards off the table and got up. No more tests. I don't want to take any more tests.
All right, Charlie, we'll stop for today.
Not just for today. I'm not coming back here anymore. Whatever there is left in me that you need, you can get from the progress reports. I'm through running the maze. I'm not a guinea pig anymore. I've done enough. I want to be left alone now.
All right, Charlie, I understand.
No, you don't understand because it isn't happening to you, and no one can understand but me.
I don't blame you. You've got your job to do and your PhD to get, and oh yes, don't tell me. I know you're in this largely out of love of humanity, but still, you've got your life to live, and we don't happen to belong on the same level.
I passed your floor on the way up, and now I'm passing it on the way down, and I don't think I'll be taking this elevator again. So let's just say goodbye here and now.
Don't you think you should talk to Dr.?
Say goodbye to everyone for me, will you? I don't feel like facing any of them again. Before he could say any more or try to stop me, I was out of the lab, and I caught the elevator down and out of Beekman for the last time.